The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's Friday at 11:01 a.m. Central Time where we are. I guess it would be the, depending on how you look at it, this would be part of the summer solstice. The government, like I said yesterday, keeps changing the dates around. Why, I don't know. But, you know, it could be either day. So, I don't know. You might, if you get your stopwatch out, you wouldn't do that. Time to see how long the day is and compare between the two. Yeah, that's for people that absolutely have zero to do with their lives. And we know you have more to do than that. So we'll move along here. The Power Mall has the 10% off Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizers this week. The sale prices are marked online, and we have 10% off the OptiVita products. The sale prices are also marked, as well as a $300 deal where you buy $300 worth of Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products, and you get $20 off your order, which automatically applies at checkout. Now, about the 10% off the OptiVita products, I have in my hot little hand right now, this is a NanoSilver Soul Skincare. It's holding up to the screen right here so you can see it. Woo, there it is. And, of course, the OptiVita Silver, this is all part of it. It's NanoSilver. It's patented. It's a topical gel. We use it for sunburn and whatnot. This is a 24 part per million silver concentration to keep you and your family germ-free wherever you go. Can act as fast sunburn relief remedy, safe for the whole family. So, you know, germ resistance, liquid disinfectants for germ resistance inside this gel. NanoSilver guarantees longer lasting effectiveness against germs. If you apply it to the skin, a coating of NanoSilver creates a germ-resistant layer that actively counteracts the spread of harmful bacteria. It halts fungal growth and prevents the transmission of some viruses. Silver, by the way, if you didn't know this, has an extensive history because it's been used for multiple millennia, spanning from the before common era to the present day. This long-term use of silver stemmed from its anti-deteriorative activity, led to its recognition as the most important antimicrobial agent. Now, when we say antimicrobial, we're talking about antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic, antifungal that basically predates antibiotics. This is what I have in my hand right here is a 4-ounce tube. It is perfect for toting in your purse or backpack, stowing in your desk drawer, glove box, must have for your medicine cabinet or first aid kit. It is designed to soothe skin and promote natural healing. Can be applied directly or safely added to other skincare products. It's fragrance free. Designed to support your body's natural healing, you apply it directly to the skin, especially if you get sunburn. Right. It's a versatile skincare product. This can heal minor irritations, wounds, burns, blemishes, and more. You can put it on your minor scars, your rashes. Provides fast-acting relief. And, of course, 10% off. You don't need a code. Sale price already marked. The sale ends midnight Central Time this Sunday. We also have the Silver Liquid 10 Part Per Million, the spray accessory kit. Using that is another great way to keep germs at bay. Includes a small mister bottle, nasal sprayer, eyedropper for using silver liquid on skin, eyes, nose, and ears. The mister bottle can also be used with the silver liquid as a toxic way to clean the air and surfaces. So, the Power Mall, which helps support this show, is now open, has been since 8 a.m. Central. The number is 877-817-9829. You can literally call them right now and order it, or you can go online to thepowermall.com, click on the manufacturer, go to OptiVita, and order willy-nilly. Order a bunch of stuff. The $300 deal applies to Strauss Naturals and North American Urban Spice. Now, the Strauss Naturals right here, I have some art drops. And this comes in the 3.4 fluid ounce or the 7.6 fluid ounce. Now, a lot of you, and I keep these around here for demos, but I use them, bladder support drops. And this is another good product. This is the 7.6 fluid ounce size. And then, of course, over here, we have the prostate support drops for you guys out there. And, you know, the funny thing about it, we've talked about this before, about this saw palmetto not being one of the ingredients in there, because scientists, I don't know, they really have not discovered that much. I think saw palmetto has been overplayed a lot. So they have other delightful ingredients there that are all herbal ingredients. So this is a good thing. So there you have it. You spend $300, you get 20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. And that automatically, again, is applied at checkout. Now, if you don't have internet, because some of you don't believe in it, you think that they're using internet to spy on you, which I understand completely, you can get a hold of us at 877-817-9829 to request a Power Mall catalog. We do that. And, of course, there is a community tab on thepowerhour.com you can go to for prayer requests, as well as joining our forum. You can input and share information. We have an actual link on there to connect with other Power Hour listeners and callers. We also have social media presence on thepowermall.com. If you want to click the newsletter tab, thepowerhour.com, click the newsletter tab. You get the information you need right there in your inbox if you can. You can listen or watch the Power Hour live stream on our homepage at thepowerhour.com. And, of course, if you support our partners, and we have a new one out there, the Icy Breeze Portable Air Conditioning Cooler. The Icy Breeze engineers designed the unit to be nothing else that's available today, like nothing else, like no other. It includes taking extra steps to ensure the final product was as friendly to the environment as possible. The big secret, unique design that sends water through a heat exchanger cleverly placed in the lid. The fresh air is drawn from hidden vents in the top of the cooler, pulled across the exchanger, and chilled down to 35 degrees below the initial temperature, a cool, dare we say, icy. That breeze is then dispensed in whatever direction the unit's facing. So if you don't have air conditioning in your vehicle, then this might be a good thing to get. The full range of Icy Breeze accessories makes this portable air conditioner work pretty much anywhere you want to have cold drinks and air conditioning. The Icy Breeze becomes truly portable with the optional battery pack designed specifically for Icy Breeze. The specialized battery allows it to provide hours of refreshing chill. They're guaranteed against future failure for the lifetime of the unit, by the way. We have other partners besides the new Icy Breeze, like Richardson Nutritional Center for apricot seeds and B17 capsules, the Prepper Beef for new freeze-dried beef, Lion Energy, EMP Shield, James McCanny Water Filters, My Pillow, and Starwest Botanicals for bulk herbs and spices. And hits just keep on coming. So we also have a listen by phone number, 631-359-8232, that you can call into to listen to the show. If you have questions, of course, you can support at thepowerhour.com. Call 877-817-9829 and rock and roll. Make it work. Now into world news here at 9 minutes after the hour. $72,000 has been uncovered as a fee that is being charged to smuggling migrants to El Salvador International Airport, so that they can get on buses and whatnot and get to the U.S. border. Apparently, Salvadoran officials picked up on this last year. Just to give you a little backstory, They refused to connect the jet bridge to the roughly 300 passengers, all of which were Indian nationals, to disembark, according to three former crew members on the flight who spoke to Reuters on condition of anonymity. Of course, you lose your job, or you might even end up dead. Several passengers told the cabin crew they planned to travel onward to Mexico and cross the border there illegally into the U.S. Others said they were going on vacation to the Mexican border city of Tijuana. Salvadorian officials were already on high alert when the flight landed several months earlier. U.S. and Salvadoran authorities had noticed an unusual pattern of charter aircraft landing in El Salvador, carrying primarily Indian nationals. The planes were arriving full and leaving empty. Now, I hope you have that. You got that, right? There are basically two routes that have been discovered. One starts in West Africa with migrants paying up to 10 grand for multi-stop commercial flights to Nicaragua before continuing by land to the U.S. The second serves migrants from India, offers charter flights to Central America and overland transfers to the U.S. border for between 6 million and 8 million rupees. That would be $72,000 to $96,000 U.S. per person. What a racket. In many instances, with full payment due after arrival in the U.S., according to Indian court documents, and according to a deputy superintendent of police in the western Indian state of Gujarat, investigating illegal immigration. The new routes via Central America avoid the visa requirements for migrants flying directly into Mexico. They also skip the dangerous northward trek across the jungle region between Colombia and Panama, known as the Darien Gap, that migrants face after arriving in some countries in South America with lax visa regimes. Just so you know, this is what's happening. If you didn't hear it, there was a Texas juvenile probation officer, as a matter of fact, that had been accused of migrant smuggling. They busted him at the border crossing near Laredo, Texas. Pedro Alejandro Rodriguez was allegedly driving a gray Ford Escape and pulled into a U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint. Yeah. Rodriguez appeared before a U.S. magistrate judge who formally notified him of the charges smuggling somebody from Honduras, hiding in the rear of his vehicle. They started to question him at the border. He just said, get me an attorney, and that was the end of that. So now this guy is sitting in the Juzgal awaiting trial for migrant smuggling. This is a Texas juvenile probation officer, by the way. If I didn't tell you that already, I just did. There apparently have been protests that have gotten rather crazy in Kenya. One person killed, at least 200 people injured, possibly arrested, over 100 people injured. The people reporting this stuff can't seem to get their story straight. They're saying 100 arrested and 100 injured. But nobody seemed to get their facts straight. I've seen multiple news stories talking about what happened over there. They were protesting this finance bill from the Kenyan government, saying it's going to choke the economy and raise the cost of living for Kenyans who are already struggling to make ends meet. The IMF, though, said the government needs to increase revenues to reduce the budget deficit and state borrowing. You see, this is what's fueling all of this. Widespread demonstrations broke out in 19 of Kenya's 47 counties. Lawmakers passed the finance bill in its second reading last week, moving the contested tax proposals to the next stage for approval. So now the riots are starting. It's funny, you know, they did that long ago here because of a tea tax. Remember that? Then we had the Revolutionary War. And now look at us. Another tax? Oh, well, que sera, sera. Yeah, let's just give Biden four more years so they can tax us into oblivion and come and round us up and put them in FEMA camps that allegedly they're building, if you believe the back channel. Scare tactics. Is it? Anybody got proof? Anybody got pictures? Please send them in. support@thepowerhour.com so we can post them online and tell everybody that it's not a lie, that it's not a fabrication and a scare tactic from other people who claim to have podcasts out there that are creating news rather than reporting it. Black-clad attackers have beaten up a far-right candidate on the campaign trail ahead of France's snap parliamentary elections, according to police. Herve Brill, a candidate for Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party, was assaulted as he campaigned in the industrial town of Saint-Étienne. That would be Saint Stephen. Étienne is Stephen in French, near Lyon in central France. His assailants wore black and masked their faces. Spokespeople for the police and local authorities said he was hospitalized following the assault, but was due to be released soon. Attacks against political figures, the majority of the mayors and local councillors, have risen steadily in France. 2,387 physical and verbal attacks in the first 9 months of last year, compared to 2,265 for the whole of 2022. Le Pen blamed what she called far-left extremists for the attack against Brule, and police, of course, have an investigation ongoing. And, of course, social media has been fueling all of this. Rishi Sunak, oh, yeah, by gosh, by golly. British Prime Minister Rishi proposes a social credit score light for the United Kingdom. And, of course, this is what he's doing. He's coming after the UK's youth, not the two utes, like you heard in My Cousin Vinny. No, he's coming after all the utes. He wants to, if you don't sign up for military service, guess what? We're going to deny you a driver's license and any kind of financing, and we're going to deny you credit unless you sign up. You refuse mandatory national service, you will be denied a bank card. This is what he's proposing. How do you think that's going to go? Even though everybody else, you know, months before Sunak announced his policy, there's absolutely no suggestion of a return to conscription. Now, all of a sudden, here we go. Gee, I wonder what's fueling that. The idea that NATO may end up in Ukraine and fighting a full-on war against Russia? I'll tell you what, if they nuke London, Rishi Sunak, you and your ilk can put your heads between your legs. You know where that's going. Meanwhile, we're not the only country over here to have a weak grid. Power outage has hit the Balkan states as countries swelter in the 104-degree Fahrenheit heat. Major power outages hit the region in early summer. Montenegro, right? Major power outage hit much of the Balkans. Montenegrin authorities said that an outage in the country's power distribution system left almost the entire country without juice, while similar problems were reported in coastal parts of Croatia, Bosnia, and Albania. Just so you know, we're not the only ones having problems. In Bosnian capital Sarajevo, the outage also caused traffic jams with trams stopping and traffic lights not operating. Similar gridlock reported in the Adriatic seaport of Split. Just imagine that. We have problems here. We ain't seen nothing yet. Boy, it's a little more primitive over there than it is here. Moving on to You Snooze, the Supreme Court has broadened the use of expert testimony against accused criminals. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices said experts can testify how most people in a group to which a defendant belongs think, upholding a lower court ruling. The case was brought by Delilah Diaz, a U.S. citizen, who was stopped at the U.S.-Mexico border. Officers found nearly 28 kilos of drugs hidden in the door panels of her car that she was driving. She was charged with violating a law that requires showing a defendant knowingly transported drugs. And, of course, they called an expert in. And, you know, they're looking at a federal rule here, 704B, and what applies and what doesn't. And Clarence Thomas wrote that because the expert witness did not state an opinion about whether the petitioner herself had a particular mental state, we conclude the testimony didn't violate that rule. And, of course, John Roberts, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Ketanji Brown Jackson also joined. Neil Gorsuch, however, sent in a dissent. The majority was carving a new path around that federal rule. The ruling means prosecutors can now put an expert on the stand, somebody who apparently has convenient ability to read minds, let him hold forth on what most people like the defendant think when they commit a legally prescribed act. Then the government needs to do more than just urge the jury to find that the defendant is, like most people, and convict him. What authority exists for allowing that kind of charade in federal criminal trials is anybody's guess, but certainly it cannot be found in Rule 704, he said. He was joined in his dissent by Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. We have some other breaking news from the Supreme Court, too. Here's what it is. The Supreme Court this morning upheld by a vote of 8-1 a federal law that bars people under domestic violence-related restraining orders from possessing firearms. The justices found the Second Amendment to the Constitution is not violated when an individual is disarmed after a court has found him to pose a credible threat to the physical safety of another. The ruling overturned a lower court decision that overturned a federal law. The new decision comes in the wake of the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin. That decision recognized the constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense and held that restrictions on guns must be deeply rooted in American history if they are to survive constitutional scrutiny. Chief Roberts wrote the court's majority opinion. The lone dissenter, Justice Clarence Thomas. This is a case, United States versus Rahimi, concerns a February 2023 ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit that struck down Section 922G8 of Title 18 of U.S. Code, a 1994 law that prohibits a person who is subject to a domestic restraining order from having a gun. The Fifth Circuit held the statute had ceased to be constitutional in light of the Bruin precedent. So now it looks like that's been reversed. Supreme Court also upheld a Trump-era tax on overseas income. Vote of 7-2. The tax on unrealized income reflects theoretical profits that exist on paper. The investor doesn't realize the income until he sells the asset, at which point the tax is normally due. In the case of in chief, the Congress imposed a one-time tax on investors' share of profits they haven't yet received. The court's opinion in the case is written by Brett Kavanaugh. Gorsuch and Thomas dissented. The court affirmed the mandatory repatriation tax, known as the Section 965 transition tax, which is part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, approved by the Republican-controlled Congress in 2017, signed into law by then-President Trump. The majority found the tax does not violate the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which allowed the federal government to levy an income tax. Of course, there are a lot of you out there that disagree with any of this to begin with. I understand. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has scheduled a hearing today to address the lawfulness of Special Counsel Jack Smith's appointment. Parties will argue on Trump's motion to dismiss the indictment based on the unlawful appointment of Special Counsel. As the judge previously indicated, Amici, including experts who advance this legal theory, are going to be allowed to participate in the hearing. And of course, Judge Cannon ordered the parties to submit for the briefing in light of the new opinion is scheduled an additional hearing on the funding arguments for the morning of June 24th. Regardless of the judge's ruling, an appeal to a higher court is expected. If the judge rules for the defense, it only heightens the chance of an appeal being accepted. Now, what do you do if a state comes in and condemns your property to put in a sidewalk? Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has a say in that. They decided in a split ruling under state law, a pedestrian way is not considered a sidewalk. The decision answered what had been a convoluted issue for the lower courts and now allows for local governments to use eminent domain to take a piece of land from a business. The state's high court ruled the village of Egg Harbor could proceed with its plan to take a small piece of land from Sojourn Homer LLC to build a sidewalk aimed at improving safety. Sojourn Homer owns a building at the location of a local brewery and restaurant and argued state law does not allow the village to take their land because it prohibits taking land to create pedestrian ways. Well, as vague and ambiguous as it was, this proposed sidewalk required taking 0.009 acres of land from Sojourn Homer, the owner of Shipwrecked Brew Pub and Restaurant. They challenged the village's action, arguing certain sections of the Wisconsin statute prohibit the use of condemnation to acquire property for pedestrian ways. Well, they didn't actually explicitly include in the legislation sidewalks, in the prohibition if that was their intention, but chose not to. So that's why Court of Appeals reversed the decision and the Supreme Court said, no, sorry. Appeals court said, yeah, Zildjian Homer, sidewalks are indeed pedestrian ways, thus blocking the village's condemnation effort. That's a good one. Yeah. Save your breath. That's what my dad used to say, right? Condemnation efforts. This is a real problem because now the Supreme Court has decided they can carve out part of Zildjian Homer's restaurant and put in a sidewalk. Missouri Bailey, that's the AG Andrew Bailey, is going to sue New York. Why? I knew this was going to happen. For lawfare against former President Trump. He declared it. He announced it on X, where you're going to have to fight back against the rogue prosecutors trying to take a presidential candidate off the campaign trail. It sabotages a Missourian's right to a free and fair election. Ooh, interesting. So Bailey's basically saying, I'm demanding the DOJ turn over communications relating to the illicit prosecutions of President Trump. This includes communications between the DOJ and the Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, New York AG Letitia James, and Fulton County DA Bonnie Willis. Thanks to evidence that has come to light, my office has reason to believe Biden's corrupt DOJ is the headquarters of illicit prosecutions against President Trump. So he's going to go after him. He's going to file a suit. He requested the communications through the Freedom of Information Act. So we'll see where that goes. Cryptocurrency exchange founders Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss have donated $2 million to the Trump campaign. And why is that? Because of Biden administration's war against crypto. Yeah, his anti-crypto policies have caused them to rethink. They attended a fundraiser in early June with other Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. And, of course, Trump says he's going to be the pro-crypto guy, and so they are all throwing their money behind him now. Meanwhile, if we're talking about Alvin Bragg, he's dropped charges. His office says, no, we're not going to charge these Columbia University protesters if they behave themselves for the next 6 months. 31 people's charges out of the 46 that were charged with trespassing, largely due to lack of evidence. The balance of them said, nope, we're not doing this. We reject the offer. So July 25th, they're going to be back in court. A Democrat judge in Atlanta, apparently Christina J. Peterson, she's a Douglas County probate judge, the first black judge ever, what she says, I don't know. She was busted at the Red Martini Restaurant and Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia, arrested for hitting a cop, refusing to identify herself, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, being held on a $5,000 bond, charged with battery against a cop and willful obstruction of law enforcement by using threats or violence. You would think a judge would know that. Unofficial police report obtained by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said an officer responded to the incident near the valet area of the nightclub, where they found a woman crying while the officer was trying to speak to her. They were struck on the head by the RSG, identified as Ms. Christina Peterson, refused to identify herself, and appeared to be under the influence. So the judge looks like she got drunk, decided to beat up a cop. Oh, my. Georgia Supreme Court Judicial Qualifications Committee voted unanimously to remove Peterson from office after she faced 30 counts of misconduct. Well, it gets crazier by the minute. Oakland mayor's home raided by the FBI, along with three others, documents seized in an investigation. This is Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao, who right now is facing a recall election. Less than 2 years into her term as mayor, feds raided three other residences as well, and they all walked out with boxes in their investigation. Amazing how that works. All right. Trying to dial up after the break, Dr. Kerry Mate. Talking about a wake-up call to the world in Human 2.0. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Paramall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are, Dr. Carrie Mate is on the East Coast, I believe, outside Atlanta. And, of course, she has a great love for humanity. I know a lot of you listeners out there in Power Hour Nation wanted to have Dr. Mate back on the show. The last time I interviewed Dr. Carrie Mate, she was basically had just recovered from injury sustained in a plane crash. which I suspect was, nefarious in nature. But she put her trust and faith in our Creator, and she has been worshiping Yahweh and Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And, of course, she believes that mind, body, and spirit are equally important in achieving wellness and that the balanced body has the inherent ability to heal itself. So being a physician should be a teacher of health to the patient as well as identify the causes of dis-ease in order to have an optimal body. She is originally from Dearborn, Michigan. She received her medical degree from Kansas City University of Medical Biosciences in 2001, currently dedicating her time educating others on vaccines, nanotechnology, and human rights via multiple platforms and speaking engagements. She has a website, carriemadej.com. That's CARRIEMADEJ.com. Pronounce Made, like make my day.
I remembered you told me that. Yeah, not many people do, so I'm impressed.
I remember that. How can I forget you? I mean, you don't forget God's children. I'm sorry, just didn't happen that way, not in my world. So you basically, when we're covering truth and health and human 2.0, and we have so many callers out there and listeners that have friends that have ignored, put their faith in government and not God, 220 million of them, which are connected to a lot of our listeners, went out there and got the jab. And you've actually looked under the microscope and seen all this stuff ages ago and reported on it. There's not really too many comforting words of what you saw under the microscope, is there?
No, the last time I looked under the microscope, I looked at a tetanus vaccine and from Kentucky that they're giving pregnant women and children. And it was the same stuff and probably worse. And I really, it really got me. It really got to me. It depressed me. Because you're looking at evil so close. And I said, that's it. I put my microscope away. I think I'll get it out again and do something different. But I had to really come to grips with that and then know that God just didn't put all of us here to watch everything crash and burn. That's not how he is. And then the answer is always simple with him. It's never complicated. So I needed to, step back and think about it and go back to the word and start praying, and having more call to prayer groups. I've been traveling around looking and seeing what people are doing, wanting them to, I'm trying to teach them to be self-sufficient as far as natural health. And then honestly, get them to know who and what they are, because the second people know who and what they are through the true living God, it's game over for all of this. And teaching the real science, like quantum physics. But I want to tell people that there's always a simple solution. So I know everybody knows this hydrogel, right? Have you heard of that? That's that nanolipid particle. And that's the sci-fi substance. Without that, none of this would work, nothing. And so I was always looking for it's got to have an antidote. It's got to have something that stops it. The scientific literature didn't come out and say it, but I'll tell you a funny story. I got my nails done a couple weeks ago. I was at the nail salon and they were asking me really fast. I couldn't understand what kind of pedicure I wanted. And I just kind of pointed to something. I don't even know what I pointed to. Well, all of a sudden in the water, I felt a heaviness on my legs. I looked down and I'm like, oh no, the water was turning into a gel. So what they had put in was a hydrogel. It's a type of hydrogel. And I'm like, what kind of humor does God have? Like, here you go. Here's your hydrogel pedicure. And I looked, it says jelly pedicure. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm asking them questions. They're not either understanding me or don't want to answer. And then I said, you can't put this down the drain. I mean, it was thicker and thicker. And so she's said, just wait a minute. So she takes another packet and she pours it in. And within 60 seconds, this gel turns right back to the water. And I said, can I please see the ingredients of that packet? So she gave me the packet. And I was expecting to see chemicals on it and all this. And there are only two ingredients. It was sea salt and baking soda. And I was like, this is it. Divine appointments. Because I knew the answer would be simple. And, it's sea salt and baking soda. Just dissolve the stuff. And, I tell people to do detox baths. And the two main ingredients are like 2 cups of Epsom salts or sea salt and then baking soda. And people who have been shed on or got the shot say, yes, that does help if they do it very consistently. I always tell people to drink baking soda and use real salt, not table salt. And so this just goes to prove that, yeah, this stuff really works. God did create our bodies amazing. And also, although there's a lot of death and devastation from the shots, it's not as high as a lot of us thought, which goes to show you how amazing God has made our bodies. I mean, we really can put up with a lot if you understand how much poison we've been given. And we're not just physical, we are spiritual and mental, meaning soul and spirit. So once people understand these other things and our superpowers, it really is game over. But I thought that was funny. I combed forever the scientific literature, and here's a nail salon, and they tell me the antidote for hydrogel.
I'm just wondering why did you pull your feet right out of the bath?
I was with a friend of mine, a woman, and I just wanted to act cool about it. And, you know, my feet were already in it. Oh. So I'm like thinking, if there's just a little bit of a cut in my foot, this stuff's going all in it. And so, I was trying to act cool, like, okay, it's not going to be much longer. And what are you going to do with this? Where are you going to put this hydrogel? But they've been using it, you know, in products for a while, unknowingly to us. So we've been exposed, but to have that in a pedicure, that really got my attention. I'll tell you that. God got my attention and showed, it's another example of how we have simple solutions. And the plants that grow around us, every drug came from a plant, and they're very powerful. They can cure cancer all by themselves if you know how to do it. If you actually get the fresh plant herb root, it's way more powerful than anything you could buy in a store from wherever. For instance, some echinacea, they're purple cone flowers. Just pick some and, you know, just simmer it for 20 minutes, let it sit for a couple hours, strained it, honey, lemon. Like, you could feel it. Just it's like an energizing, warming feeling in the body just by making my own tea, not from just buying it in a sachet. So if people learn just maybe two things they could pick around their home, I think that this is how we understand that we don't need to be fearful, that we have the answers all around us, and that our bodies can heal in very simple ways. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is your human 2.0 references that you post and have been saying it with me was basically to say no. Just say no. This sounds almost like the Reagan drug campaign. Just say no.
Well,
and I'm like, yeah, but no eating bugs, no medical mandates, no vaccine passports or digital IDs. I mean, the one thing I can say the two of us have in common is neither one of us got the jab. And we both suspected nefarious behavior on the part of the U.S. government when this stuff came out, that it was all part of, this idea of turning us all into some sort of technocracy, sort of human, 2.0, as you bring out. Now they want to put neuro implants. Musk wants to put implants in people to make their brains manipulate computers, which, I mean, this is just craziness. This is going against God's law in my book. I think that's your take.
Yes. And it's already happening, though, Dave, because they've already been putting the parts. So these are self-assembling. They can assemble inside the body. They don't have to actually put a chip. I mean, it's all there. You can see it. So the point is, they were always after the children or those that just don't think for themselves. This is why they had to do a psychological warfare before they launched the shots. This is why, the boys and girls are taught they're not, any gender, that they eventually want to make that so they're not even from a family. They're not American. There's no identity, because then they don't understand how to think for themselves. And obviously, the only book that's ever been banned in the schools is the Bible, for a good reason, because you take away any absolute truth. Everything is just whatever you want. There's nothing and they don't know who they are. So the thing is, this technology going in is designed to put a thought or an idea or behavior in a person. And if it's you or me, let's say we got it in our bodies, we're strong enough to know that that's not us. We would fight against it. We could use the power of our mind, prayer, to get over that, because we know who we are and we know who we belong to. But imagine these kids. They don't have anything that's solid or a structure or to be rooted in. And so they will absolutely likely follow that thought or that behavior pattern. and called that their truth. So this has always been their target. It just takes some years for it to fully form. And I mean, I believe in miracles. I believe in the power of prayer, where the prayers the righteous can cover a multitude. But this is why I got so upset. They're really after the kids. And of course, the others, adults, that just don't think and have an opinion of who they are. So, you know, yes, it's serious, but for those that really have a true connection with God and realize, oh, I made a mistake, it's not like there's no hope for you, of course. And it's really the warning for all those that aren't thinking out there. And I mean, we need God. We need a divine intervention for that one. And then for those that think that, oh, they got a shot and they've been told that, you know, their genetics has changed. Well, there's no scientific proof of that, so we shouldn't just say that. We talk about the dangers, yes, but our bodies are designed in a very complex way, of course, so that's not that easy. And so I wanted to put that to rest. I don't think that was ever their intention, too. It was really to get the synthetic technology inside the people. It would be incredibly hard to change the genome without someone agreeing to it through iniquity. That's a different story then.
That makes it real hard to swallow because, you know, most of the time, Dr. Carey, we've had so many different physicians and people who are involved in frontline doctors mm-hmm. all get on and say, and they've even spoken in crowds and gotten people very upset when they got in front of the crowd and said, look, once you've had the jab, there's no hope for you. And I'm just, you know.
So where's the proof in that, though? I'm a scientist and I am happy to look, but there's been not one shred of evidence, not even anecdotal, that it's changed. And then also you have to understand how the body works, that only 10% of our genes come from our genome. 90% come from all the bugs inside of us and on us. So they'd have to change all of the genetics of all those bugs really hard. The other thing is we have a secret weapon called the mitochondria. It's inside the cell, and this is ancient. It has its own DNA separate from your DNA, but it's passed from the maternal lineage, so it's the original. And they can't crack into that code. They can just weaken us by depleting it so it doesn't work as well. But it gives you the energy and the light. Inside of it has the matrix. It's literally called the matrix. In the matrix, there are folds. The folds are called cristae. The more cristae you have, the more power, the more light, literally, you emit. Isn't that amazing? So they can't easily change it. That's why they can only change one cell at a time. They admit that. It's called transfection, infection plus transformation. So that's why they have luciferase, the bioluminescence. So as each cell is changed, it will emit that bioluminescence. So then when they scan, they can see the percentage that has changed. But it's not a true genomic change by any stretch of the imagination. So there's just no evidence of that happening. You know, it's, you know, God is a loving God and forgiving, and he gives people chances up to a point, of course. So it's, if people just ignore this and continue, I mean, I don't want to say it. The evidence is overwhelming now.
What they have said, and it's in the good book, which I have, you know, I always keep mine real close. They open Theopneustos right there, God breathed. And it's just loaded with all sorts of various things that I've checked and highlighted, and I've been doing this in my own ministry for a number of years. But the thing is that, you know, to basically, and God said that in the Word through people who are motivated by the Holy Spirit to write this, that there was going to be an apostasy, that people were going to turn away. They weren't going to believe God, that God could heal their land. They believed that the government, you know, they put their faith in Romans or whatever and said that the government is the Almighty. But see, we're fighting principalities and people on, you know, evil from high places. And this is part of one of the reasons why you're on this campaign to stop all this nonsense and try and educate as many people as possible into not going along, because I have a feeling that disease X, which now the former NIH director is like, oh, it's going to be bird flu. And I'm like, what do you guys know we don't? Are you out there trying to fearmonger again? I mean, this is how COVID started, with fearmongering. And they got everybody's attention, and they did the big rope-a-dope. And, you know, the more we have a government that forces us to do things we don't want to do, the more likely we are to embrace conflict in the future. And Satan would love nothing more than to see that happen.
Yeah. And, you know, death is not the worst thing in the world. So that's not what people should be fearful of. What they're doing is a tracking and tracing system that is the largest human trafficking operation ever launched in the history of humanity. That's what they're doing with these shots and other nanotechnology. Their goal is to put it in everybody where they can spy 24/7 and alter things in your body in real time because they don't like what you said or whatever. But also, human traffic everybody. Imagine that on every level in a satanic world. Are you kidding me? That's way worse than death. This is why I fight. This is why we're supposed to stand for the weaker and the orphans and the widows. And it's not just about us. It's about preventing some horrible. There's already a lot of horror in the world. They want to get it to a level that is not fathomable to our human minds. It's truly what this is about. And so this is why why is anyone afraid of death? That is that cannot happen. That cannot happen. Not on our watch. We go on. This is a blip in our existence, and it's all location, location, location. Where you go, you don't go to the same place. And how can you face God? That's what I look at it. How can I face God when I knew I could do something? I could warn somebody. I could do one thing. Because we have to answer for that. And that's why we were created in the beginning. It was love, but then he gave Adam and Eve a job. He said, okay, be caretakers and guardians. That's all. And so this is still our job. We choose to do it.
Well, we're both on the same mission, but you were more of a medical perspective than I went through med school, but I didn't graduate like you did. Enough of it.
The education, the more you get, the more brainwashing that goes on, right?
Well, yeah, in med school it does. I mean, you've seen a complete like a 180 from what they tried to teach you in school versus what you see now. I mean, you've looked under the microscope. You've seen all these particulate, things floating around under the slide. And you're just like, man, this is not human. This isn't real. And so, this is what's got everybody bugged, because there are people out there that are convinced that anytime that anybody's gotten the shot, that they're going to turn into some sort of Manchurian candidate. And I think it all has to do with your belief system at this point.
Yeah. And we have to remember that a lot of it's smoke and mirrors too, because we thought a lot more would be dead, a lot more would be infertile, and it didn't happen too. So there's a lot of lying going on by the other side. That's Satan. He's the original liar, father of lies. Mm-hmm. And we have to also believe and have that healthy, awesome fear of our Lord. But it seems that most people fear the adversary more than our Father Creator. If you fear him, it's a healthy awe, reverence, then there's no way that you can fall for the lies of the adversary. And that's the beginning of wisdom, isn't it? That's what's really seriously missing. And that's why they've hidden the Bible, they've banned it, they've gotten rid of it, because without truth, they can just run rampant with the lies. And so people tell me I get the news, which is the truth, and this is the laugh, right? They don't have to tell you the truth. Since 1952, they said there are too many clandestine operations going on, so therefore don't expect the truth anymore. That was from the AP. The AP News said that. So we're just watching a big old fake movie on television. So this is difficult. We have to pray, use discernment, and the word.
Well, we do. And see, now with artificial intelligence, all of our world is being altered, and they're using this against our children. Our children, all of a sudden, their heads and their faces are being put on pornographic images and pandered all over, and they're using it to blackmail kids and forcing them to do things. TikTok, I mean, yeah, we have freedom of speech, but the thing is that it's all up to discernment. When you have parents out there that are actually taking their kids to get the jab, or taking their kids and they don't care, and they're part of the grooming process and the transgender movement. I mean, all of this is Satan coming at us, and a lot of people are going, wow, this is just like what's going on in the last days, but we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. And so ours is just basically to fight the good fight and put on the whole armor. Ephesians.
It is, and the word I keep getting from the Lord is this year, to people need to actually physically live closer to one another. Like it's game time kind of coming up, but that we have everything we need. And I've been traveling around. That's what I've been doing, is checking out what people have. They've just appeared, and the Lord provides it. So I do believe that, you know, the remnant, the Gideon's army, we have what we need, and that will provide for the other when the time is needed. But we do have to be physically closer to one another, know where the other is. And I trust that, you know, we'll almost be invisible to the others, right? That's actually possible.
We hope.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, we hope that that is the case. And I mean, you're talking about family members or people that, you know, friends and relatives and people who are like-minded. I mean, is that, we're talking about the body of believers in Christ?
Yes, they have to be strong believers. That is a must. And, you know, like-minded at almost every checkpoint, because these are the people, it comes down to it, they got to have your back and you have to have their back. You know, I had family members that, a couple that survived the Holocaust. I mean, the Holocaust, it was real, you guys, and they went after lots of people, disabled people who spoke out against the government, Russians, Polish, all kinds of people, anything, right? And it was real. And I hate when people say it wasn't, but two survived, and they warned me that it was going to happen again. You know, they were in hiding the whole time, and my great-grandmother was part of the Underground Railroad, you know, funneling people to safety and taking care of them. And I feel like it's going to happen again. We may have to do that again. And so it's, you know, with people that are around us, if someone goes up to the door, knocks and says, hey, do you know who so-and-so is? Where are they? You know, they're one of those Christians. They're dangerous. Uh-huh.
They are.
What are they going to do?
We appreciate that. Dr. Kerry Mate, thank you so much for being on our show. We're at the break, but God bless you for the work you are doing. You have many crowns in heaven laid up for you. Hopefully we'll have you back again soon. Don't be a stranger to the show. God bless you.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.